back to our podcast here. It's episode 6 this time. We're missing one of our new co-hosts today. He had a bit of problems with his setup today. We have Harley here today.
Hello.
And this is Marcus. What have you been playing lately?
Nothing much. Sticking to the same old StarCraft 2, League of Legends, and some Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, not much on my end. A bit of a new Super Mario Bros. Wii, and
Metroid M, right?
Yeah, Metroid M. Just picked it up a week ago. It was released August 31st. So far, first impressions right now are first 2 hours of the game is that the cinematics are pretty neat. Definitely a different feel to your Metroid Prime that we've had for the past couple of years. 2.5 gameplay's a throwback to the old school Nintendo and Super Nintendo days. Definitely refreshing in the 3D world that we have since the N64 and PSX days. Yeah, I guess we'll go into our first major story of the day. The price for Xbox Live has increased from $50 to $60 for the yearly subscription. What I think is they say that it's due to inflation since it was Xbox Live was released, I think, early 2000s. Any opinions on this?
I don't know if you can attribute an increase of $10 for inflation. I know if you calculate it literally at, like, you know, whatever, 2% per year, that it could, it makes sense. But with these kinds of things, I mean, you know, our cable service, our phone service, these things don't go up with inflation. I mean, they have to offer something new for them to justify a price increase. That's my opinion, anyways.
On my end, they say that they have increased services like new game support and stuff like that. But still, money out of my
but
pocket.
They would have had to increase support for new games anyways, because any game that has online function on the 360 works with Live, so they have to support it. I don't really see what they're bringing new to the table.
Yeah, besides like Facebook support, Twitter support, Netflix, like that kind of stuff, which should be included, but some people still don't use it. Still doesn't really justify the $10 increase for me, so I'm probably gonna opt out of it again this year since I've let mine expire for well over a year.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the next.
Yeah, let's move on. Yeah.
The next thing we have is Mortal Kombat is actually making a comeback. It's for both the 360 and the PS3. It's yet another fighting game that we've seen a lot of recently, like King of Fighters, Street Fighter 4, and Tekken.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see Mortal Kombat get in on kind of a more modern take on the MK series, but they're kind of late because, you know, you have two Street Fighter games coming out, and now you have what is it? Capcom versus?
I think it was Marvel or one of those.
Yeah, I forgot which one. Yeah, but anyways, they have those coming out as well. So I don't know if fight fans are actually going to buy Mortal Kombat. I mean, there's just so much competition. They've arrived really late. So, but it's still good to see them here. And if they come out with a really great game, then, you know, it's going to make a lasting impression, at least.
I'll definitely check out the trailers and the gameplay wise before investing another $60 to $70 game.
Yeah, games are I mean, especially if you already have a fighting game. Like, I know you have Street Fighter, so not that they're the same game or anything. It's just you know, Street Fighter was, you bought Street Fighter for like how much, and now you're going to spend another $70 for a similar game. They're not the same, but they're similar, right? So
yes, pretty much the same genre, similar gameplay, but it's all about the replay value with your friends, either in the same room or online. That's the main thing with these fighting games.
Absolutely.
Do you want to move on to the next story, or do you want
to... Yeah, let's move on to the controller thing.
Yeah. Microsoft has announced a new Xbox 360 controller with a much better D-pad, which you can rotate to the D-pad to make it go up. So there's a little bit of... you can raise the D-pad up a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but it seems really cool. I think one of the things you should mention is that you can only buy it in their bundle package, and that it's not included when you buy the new Xbox 360. So it's kind of like, you know, if you really like it, you literally have to replace a perfectly good 360 controller with a $65 one.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's probably worth... At that price, it's not really worth it, but the current D-pad on their controllers right now is pure garbage. It's unusable right now.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that actually uses it for anything, really. But, you know, if you're getting a new controller, definitely invest in the extra, I don't know, what is it, $10 to get the D-pad, but... You know, there's no reason to really replace a perfectly good 360 controller with this one. If you could trade it, that would be great. But I don't know if it's worth, like, if you already have four controllers, like, I don't know if it's worth just throwing them away and buying four new ones.
Unless your controller is, like, totally busted and or anything.
Yeah, well, you know, if you needed a new controller anyways, then there's absolutely...
Yeah.
You know, a good reason to buy the new D-pad. It's much more usable, and but you know I'm not going to replace a perfectly fine controller with something that's just, you know, just a new D-pad. Yeah. It's like paying $65 for a D-pad. I don't really even use D-pads, so it's not that big of a deal for me.
Same here. Unless it's a game that really needs a D-pad, like maybe like an old school game like that uses retro controls, then I don't really see the point of it at the moment to replace a perfectly good controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to the next story. The DSi and the DSi XL will have a $20 price drop in about a week's time, not even, on September the 12th, which is good.
Yeah, essentially it'll bring it down to below the $200 price range, and
it already is below the $200 price range. I know
the XL is
189 or something like that right now.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought the XL was like 229 or something. But
that was when it was released. It's been dropped down to 200 or less right now. Before the September 12th,
an even better deal. But this is obviously foreshadowing the 3DS, and that the reason why they're dropping the price now is because they want you to buy it before the 3DS comes out.
Yeah, which we've heard rumors of something big happening about some kind of announcement on September 29th for the 3DS, which probably is either the release date or the price, or both of them, which I hope they will release soon, because they have announced through their press, not really officially announced, that they will release it by March 2011.
Well, yeah, if they're going to release it, you know, earlier, like March or even February or January, there's really no reason to pick up a DSi or DSi XL right now. You know, you might as well save up and just get the 3DS when it comes out.
Yeah, unless you really want to play some of the games right now, it's recommended to wait another half a year for the 3DS to come out.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to the PS3 news. Sony has pushed back their 3D support for movies, but it will be ready by October of this year. It's good that it's getting 3D support finally. But yeah, it's good that they're fixing up the firmware for good. Like, we don't want like a half-ass effort with pushing out firmware.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sony's really been going 3D heavy with their latest update. Like, I was just on PSN today, and a lot of their demos now, they've released a lot of 3D demos, like video games you play in 3D and things like that. So, yeah, I think they're definitely trying to push the boundaries of 3D, trying to go into the 3D market, both in gaming and movies. I think it's a good step, and definitely is awesome to see that, you know, the PS3 can handle all of these things. But, you know, like, the Wii, obviously, will not be able to do 3D, and it's debatable what the Xbox can do. So,
yeah, it's from what I've heard, the 360 has the capabilities of 3D, but Microsoft doesn't really have any plans for it at the moment, from what I know.
Yeah. Well, I heard that like PS3 games, like whether you choose to play 3D or not, it has like no performance impact at all, which is really surprising, because I know for a fact that if you play games in 3D mode on your computer, it is significant. You need a significantly better rig to get similar frames. So I mean, if everything's the same on the PS3, that's really, you know, quite impressive.
Yeah, especially with all those cores that it has right now. How many does it?
Yeah.
I can't remember how many.
It has like 8 cores or something. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I remember it's like 6 or 8 cores on it for sure.
Yeah, but like, you know, a lot of the 2D games now that we play, like, you know how there's like significant loading times, and
Yeah. Sometimes
you see lag, right? So like if they go 3D and it has like massive lag, then it wouldn't be playable. So apparently what Sony's saying is that 3D and 2D performance-wise, it'll be identical. So you know, for better or for worse, that's just the way it's going to be, the same thing except 3D. So I think that's a good thing. You know, but I guess some people might be looking for even more improvements to software and to loading times and to all of those things. But yeah, definitely a good move.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that they will have some kind of like support what they push out for hardware at least. Yes, so we'll move on to the next thing. There is a PS3 jailbreak that has been adapted in the wake of the Australian ban on the USB dongle. But Sony has a firmware update in the works right now that's rumored to break this jailbreak.
Wait, is this the same the same thing that we saw last week on the $150 thing that jailbreaks your PS3?
Yeah, the exact same dongle.
So they're banning it?
They've already banned that USB dongle in Australia right now.
So is it just a legal issue, or is it like physically in Australia it just does not work with your PS3?
It does work with your PS3.
Oh, it's like a law, right?
Yeah.
Like,
they've totally banned the sale and the resale of that device.
Well, you know, it's going to be like flashcards, right? They're totally illegal.
Yeah.
And you can't sell them, resell them, yet trust me, there's going to be places to buy them, and a lot of people will have them. Now, we've talked about this before. I don't know if it justifies spending $150 if you know that you're going to be automatically banned as soon as you go online. So it's not whether they ban it or not. I mean, government's not going to make a big difference. I think the fact that Sony's going to ban you as soon as you go online is, you know, I think that should deter anyone from trying to spend $150 to play games offline, right?
Yeah. It's not really worth getting a second PS3 just to play illegally gone games. So
yeah, I mean, that's a really, really heavy investment. You can buy, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 legit copies of games. So I don't know.
Yeah, plus most games that have the multiplayer option, I'd like to be able to play it online and do like downloaded content and yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Online's a really big part of gaming now. It's not like, you know, it's not like, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago when, you know, basically it was all about single player experience. Now I think the majority of value in any video game is really the multiplayer, and multiplayer nowadays means
Yeah.
online, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, especially with the replay value. You don't want to invest in a system that can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you get banned, it's not actually, your account is banned too, so that's also a hassle.
Yeah. And yeah, I guess we'll move on to our next item. Nintendo hasn't confirmed the Super Mario Collection Super Pack, which is pretty neat. I haven't taken too much of a look at it, but it looks pretty interesting to have a good collection of Mario games all in one place.
Well, yeah, it brings back all the classics, and to be honest, it's going to be cheaper if you buy all in one rather than going to like flea markets and stuff to hunt them down, because prices on some of those games are crazy. Oh, and you need to have an N64, although most of us probably do, so.
Yeah, and it's pretty hard to find them too if you actually do find them.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of issues, like, oh, can it save, or, you know, do you need to like blow on it, which really doesn't make a difference, but I don't know, maybe it's a
Yeah,
psychological thing. People do it all
we're
the
all
time.
used to it now,
But
like
yeah, it's
all
really
of
hard
us.
finding some of those cartridges, and even if you do, the prices are jacked up like crazy if they work and if they save, so.
Yeah, because I've seen the Ocarina of Time cartridge, and it's like crazy. It's like 70
Yeah,
bucks to
if
try and
it's
sell for.
working, that's crazy. I mean, or, and if it has the box, that's even better.
Yeah, the one I saw for Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time didn't have the box. It was a gold cartridge though, at the manual, and it's like 70 bucks, and it's not
Man,
really
that's
worth that
crazy.
much
Yeah.
for me at least.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I mean, they'll bring you know, they'll have like this collection pack. I don't know if they've announced the price, or if they've announced the total, all the games that are to be include, that are going to be included. But yeah, hopefully it'll sell for, I hope it'll sell at a budget price, because usually these things
Yeah.
do. And hopefully you know, it'll work out pretty well. Hopefully, I mean, it'll bring back a lot of memories, and it'll do so in a way that I think most people can afford to play. I mean, I know for a fact that I can't spend, like, I'm not like Smash Brothers, the original. I mean, if you have it like in box, brand new, those things will go for like $50 to $100 at a used game store. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Like if it's like a $50 game disc at Walmart or GameStop, I'm willing to invest that for, let's say you get like four or five like Mario games on that one disc. I'd be willing to spend $50, $60 on that.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll come out at a budget price, and it won't be like you know, at a some like special collector's edition price at like $100 or something like that. That would be, that kind of ruin the point of so-called a collection, right? So
Yeah, but knowing Nintendo, they usually don't price anything really expensive.
yeah, I
Like,
mean, yeah, they'll usually get it at slightly below whatever the competitors are selling.
yeah, because the Metroid Prime Trilogy disc for the Wii with Metroid 1, 2, and 3 was, I think, $60 Canadian, which is reasonable for three games on one disc.
Yeah. Any kind of package that's been released, regardless of whether it's from Nintendo or not, has been pretty good value for dollar. So hopefully this will be the same.
Yeah, even with I think Namco Museum for any of one of the system is priced pretty reasonable. I think it's like something like a budget title, I think. Within like 30 bucks or something like that. 30 to 40 bucks for that.
Yeah. I mean, like, people like us, we might buy it, but I think another reason why they want to do budget title is because you know, not that many people are fans of older games, so maybe they want to try to appeal to those people.
Yeah, Yo, sorry, but hello?
Sorry. Whoa, we had some technical difficulties there.
Yeah,
what happened?
Sorry about that. Yeah, we have another co-host join us, I think. Hey, Andrew, can you hear us?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, his sound is better than
it's
before.
It's a lot better than earlier, so good to have you on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Super Mario Collection that has kind of been announced by Nintendo. So, any opinions you have on it?
What are we talking about?
The Super Mario Collection Super Pack from Nintendo that's kind of been announced earlier this week. Anything else on it?
It's basically just a whole bunch of old Mario games that they're going to bring back and you can play on, like, I guess, is it going to be on the Wii or is it... I don't know what, but it's a Wii title, right?
I think it's a Wii title.
Yeah, it is a Wii title. I'm reading it right here, and they're gonna sell it for like the price of one game. So I think it's fantastic value for dollar.
Yeah. I guess we'll head down to our next story, which is a Metroid creator. I think it's Sakamoto. It says the successor to Wii will leave your mouth open. So I'm hoping good stuff will be coming out of Nintendo's R&D department. Any ideas on what Nintendo might bring out this time? Because we know they won't be doing 3D for the successor for sure, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely going to be picking it up, but I don't know. They're going to do something like 4D. I don't know, something crazy. Nintendo's always going to do something like that. I mean, after the Wii, or so-called like Revolution,
cool.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of awesome stuff in store for the Wii 2, or at least expectations will be high, to say the least.
Yeah, especially that the successor to the Wii will be riding on the tail end of the 3DS that's coming out within the next 6 months or so.
Are you guys going to get it? 3DS or Wii 2?
The 3DS for sure. I'm waiting for whenever they're going to announce it. Although I've heard that they're going to announce something for the 3DS on September the 29th. I guess we'll move on to our
last topic.
Our last topics, which is from Apple. The Apple just released their new lines of iPod, just like I think it was iPod Touch with a Retina display, front-facing camera and a back-facing camera, which does HD video and FaceTime. And I think it was an iPod Nano, that had the mini touchscreen, which is kind of neat. Although it's kind of small for my taste, at least.
Yeah, you want to say anything, Andrew?
I'm just reading the article right now, so.
Yeah, just take a look. I mean, the iPod Touch is pretty much the same thing with slight improvements. But if you look at the Nano, it's just like a shuffle with a touch screen. I think they've gone a couple steps backwards with the Nano. It's more expensive than whatever they're selling the current generation Nano, or I should say the last generation Nano. And it's so small. It's like a shuffle with a touch screen. That's all that it is. It's very unimpressive, I think.
Yeah, and I think they've gone back a step with the shuffle, with the physical button. But I think that's the way to go, because it only had that mic to control which songs you were playing, and
it's pretty retarded.
Yeah,
because you're like walking, and then all of a sudden you have to talk to your iPod.
Although a neat concept, but I'd rather
it's
have
retarded.
Yeah, I'd rather have physical buttons on my, or at least digital buttons on my iPod to change songs or the settings on it.
Yeah, I don't know about the Nano, because I'm still using the second generation Nano, and it still works pretty good. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was like the best generation ever. That was the most Nano. That was like when like it actually looked like, I mean, the features on it was actually like iPod Nano. Now, like, afterwards, they had, like, iPod Nano, but then it had, like, video and everything on it. And then now they have, like, an iPod Shuffle with a touchscreen, and they're selling it for, like, I don't know, $200. Total rip-off.
Yeah, so I'm gonna stick with just my second-gen Nano. It's pretty good.
As long as it works.
Exactly. I don't care what's very good.
What do you guys think of the iPod Touch, though? Are you gonna spend the I think it's, like, $30 more than whatever the last gen was. What are the features? Like, what does it have that the previous generation doesn't?
I think it has cameras on it, which the older touches don't have, and front-facing one that you can do FaceTime with, and the Retina display, which is exactly the same as the iPhone 4, like, quality-wise.
I don't know. Like, if I had an iPod Touch right now and it was working fine, I don't know if I would replace it for the new one. It just seems like, I don't know, it's not mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't buy the Nano. The Shuffle, I don't know about. Like, it's kind of undecided. And the iPod Touch is, if I don't have one, then I'd buy it. But otherwise, I wouldn't replace a perfectly fine Touch for the new one anyways.
Yeah, I have a perfectly working classic right now that I've been using for the past 2 or 3 years. So unless it suddenly breaks down all of a sudden, I don't think I'll be replacing my iPod anytime soon.
Guess, want to move on to the last topic?
Yeah. Yeah, the iOS 4.1 is finally available, but we'll have to wait for iOS 4.2 to be released if you want multitasking on your iPad.
Yo, do any of you guys have iPads, by the way?
No.
Because I don't have it, and I don't plan on getting it anytime soon. I just think it's totally unimpressive. It's like a gigantic iPod Touch.
It's a neat device, but right now, too big
for my taste.
Yeah, it's big, and it doesn't it's not a laptop, so you can't like do anything. You can't
fold it or anything. Right?
Yeah, you can't. It's not portable enough, and then if it's big, right, it's still not like it doesn't run an operating system, or it doesn't run a real operating system, right? So like. It's just I don't really know what you could use it for. So like, it's really pointless. It's for entertainment, but then it's so big that it just looks stupid carrying it around. So
like a replacement for a textbook, like you can actually download textbook onto your iPad and you can use it in class instead of bringing a textbook.
I heard about that. I heard some school like bought all their students' iPads.
Yeah.
And I was like, but like, okay, that's great that you can download books and everything, but it's still, I mean, you're carrying around a very expensive piece of equipment, and it doesn't function exactly like a textbook in the sense that you have to recharge the batteries. And if you're like, if you're away from an outlet and you're low on batteries, all of a sudden you can't read your textbook. There's so many ways things can go wrong, and it's just, I mean, like $500, you can buy, I don't know, grade school textbooks are like $2. They're not even worth anything, so like I don't know if it's worth the investment.
And the university textbooks are way overpriced.
Yeah, and anyways, you have to pay for the textbook anyway. So, like, even if you download the digital copy, it's almost the same price as the regular textbook. It's, like, around, like, 70-80% of the price of the regular textbook. So,
plus, I don't know. Plus, they profit more off of the digital version over the print version because they don't need to print it onto paper.
Yeah, I was excited for the iPad when it came out because I thought it could run, like, I don't know, it could run, like, a Word program or it could run, like, I don't know, some applications, actual applications, not some gimmicky stuff like games or like some, I don't know, like ebooks. I can't justify spending $500 or $600 to buy something just to read ebooks with. It just seems kind of, I don't know, there are better options, I think.
Yeah.
Did Andrew was talking about something about how they were going to make a smaller iPad. Is that right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, what are they going to do? Make a size somewhere in between an iPad and an iPod Touch? Is that what they're going to do?
I think so.
Oh my god, that's just...
If they're going to do that, I might as well buy myself an Android tablet.
Oh, they're so much cheaper, too. So like.
Yeah, there's like a whole slate of them that are coming out, like the Samsung Galaxy Tab. There's couple other ones that are coming onto the market within the next, say, 6 months, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, like, okay, look, right now, if you really need to read ebooks, you can buy a Kindle. Go to Amazon, buy a Kindle. It's like $150. And you can read everything financial. It has pictures and everything. And then in, like, basically half a year, like, the whole market's going to be flooded with, like, $100, $200 tablets that are going to be very comparable to iPod, but they're going to be running Android. Which, in my opinion, Android's better than iOS, whatever. So I think, you know, it's overpriced, it's too big, and it's just not practical.
Overall, it's a neat device, but right now it's just not the right thing for most of us right now.
Yeah, stick to MacBooks, man.
MacBooks.
You're getting a full OS right there, and you'll find a lot more use with it.
And if you're a student, you get a free iPod Touch, so... So now's the time of the year.
I think it's over right now, I think.
Is it? Oh, yeah, crap.
It ended, I think, on the 7th. So, like,
yesterday. Oh, so it ended on, like, the first day of school, then.
Yeah, it just ended, like, yesterday.
Yeah, but for anyone that's, like, buying a MacBook, the best time to buy is when they offer the rebate for iPod Touch or whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You don't have to buy a Touch. You can buy any of them, but the Touch is the most expensive one, so...
I think they bundle with a iPod Touch now.
No, you can also buy like a Nano or a Shuffle and they'll refund you the same value. But it's just, you know, if you want value for your money, right? Obviously, you're going to buy the most expensive one because if they're giving it to you for free, basically. So, like, I had a friend that bought a Nano instead of an iPod Touch. I thought that was like the stupidest thing in the world because you could get the iPod Touch and trade someone for a Nano easily, right?
Or sell it even for, what, $100?
Yeah, they just rebate you the value of the MP3 player, so.
Yeah, you could easily sell the iPod Touch to someone on your campus and use that money for buying textbooks. I think we have one more thing that isn't on our show notes, but we'll still kind of discuss it. It's, I think... Medal of Honor has like a Taliban mode or something that they added.
Like Taliban mode?
Or like adding the Taliban as like a faction in the game that you can play.
Wait, are you killing them or are you playing as the Taliban?
You're playing as the Taliban.
That's hilarious.
It is, and I think the British government says it's an quote-unquote un-British game, and they want the stores that sell video games to ban it and not sell that game.
Well, I mean, a video game's a video game. It's not like people are going to play as the Taliban and then they're going to grow up and become like members of the Taliban or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that game, so I don't know if I'll necessarily pick it up because of Taliban. But yeah, it sounds cool, and I'm in support of anything added to video games, like terrorists and all. So anything that makes it more fun, it'll make it a better game.
Yeah, we've been playing as
that
kind of stuff, like, since like the 90s with what was that game? Counter-Strike, for like the longest time anyways. Like,
terrorists versus counter-terrorists versus terrorists. Yeah.
It's the same thing that we're dealing with now anyways with Medal of Honor.
Yeah. Except, I mean, you terrorists, you have to, like, blow up bombs and things like that. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it for podcasts, unless you guys have anything else to add?
No, well, I don't have anything.
Try out the iTunes 10?
I can't. I'm running 10.4. It won't let me install it.
Yo, what's new with iTunes?
iTunes 10?
Yeah.
Ping.
Yeah, I just got it running yesterday, and I was trying out the pin. You know the pin?
What pin?
It's like a social network for music.
Or music.
Oh, okay. So, like, it groups you based on your music?
Yeah.
It's basically Facebook for iTunes.
Oh, that is nasty. Okay.
And it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
On it.
I mean, do you have to set up like a profile and everything? And...
Yeah. Use your Apple account.
Oh. Okay. I don't have an Apple account, so I don't know, and I don't use iTunes. I used to. I don't really use it now anymore. So. Yeah, I probably have some ancient iTunes on my computer.
Yeah, I think, do you guys have anything else?
No, other than, as always, play StarCraft 2, play League of Legends, and Team Fortress 2, yeah.
I guess that's it for podcast tonight. See you guys in the next podcast we do.